You're listening to Live from Studio Radio 45. This podcast was recorded in our studio in Queens, New York. This is the audio version of the podcast. If you would like to see video of this performance, subscribe to our YouTube channel at YouTube/Studio Radio 45. You can also contact us at StudioRadio45@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Today we're here with Karina Hernandez. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for inviting us.
And she's joined by three lovely gentlemen, handsome gentlemen, I guess. Would you like to introduce them?
Yeah, I have the great honor to be here today with NY Shoto, which are Luis Igmar on the percussion, David Cordero on guitar, and Livio Almeida, on the clarinet, saxophone, and flute.
So we're going to have you guys do a song for us. What's the first song that you guys are going
to
play?
We would like to start with a Shoto by Pixinguinha. That's called Carinhoso. And we hope you enjoy it.
And this is traditional Brazilian music, is that right?
Yeah, this is traditional Brazilian music. It's called Shoto.
Okay.
And we're going to explain a little bit more about it later.
Great, great. Thank you.
Soubesses como sou tão carinhoso, muito, muito que te quero. E como é sincero, meu amor, eu sei que tu não fugirias mais de mim. Vem, 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 vem sentir o calor dos lábios. Procura dos teus, vem matar esta paixão que me devora o coração. E sou assim, então serei feliz, bem feliz.
All right.
right. Thank you guys so much for being here and doing this podcast.
Thanks
You're
for
welcome.
Inviting.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. And how would you guys describe your sound? And can you explain to us exactly what the music is?
So they are in Weshoto, and they can explain it better than me. But they play choro, which is a traditional form of music from the northeast of Brazil. And the first tune we did was Carinhoso by Pixinguinha, saxophone player and composer that was really, really important. This song is from 1937. And I'm not Brazilian, I'm Spanish, but I lived a while in Brazil, and I'm just in love with their music. And I just try to learn as much as I can about it. So if you guys want to add anything, please.
Just a little bit about the group. We started this project like around 2007, when we all came transplanted from Brazil. Me and Livio, we are from the city of Brasilia, which is it became a very strong scenario for this choro music in Brazil, because they built it started as a choro club, and it developed and became a national school of this style of music. So one of the most famous musicians on this style of music, they are coming from Brasilia, or they have a little passage over there. And we came to study jazz over here, and we figured out that actually we could have some sort of a venue to explore this music and study it more, and also infusing it with the jazz music that we were learning at school. So this was the seeds of this group. But we have been playing together with this project for approximately 7 years now.
Wow. All in New York City?
Basically in New York City, yes.
Did you all meet in New York?
We actually met in Brasilia, where me and Luis are from, because David, the guitar player, he lived in Brasilia for like 4 or 5 years.
4 years.
Before we all moved together here. So we were actually, before NY Shore came to existence, we were playing together in Brasilia for like about, I don't know, 3-4 years.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we know each other for 10 years or more.
Yeah.
Brasilia is the capital, right? Brazil?
Yes, Brasilia is the capital.
And where are you from, David?
I'm from Fortaleza, which is
the northeast. I think I took a boat from there once, from Fortaleza to New York. I lived in Rio for about a year.
Oh, really?
In 1992.
Oh, wow.
It was a long time ago. I was a little boy, and I still had hair at that time. Yeah, just like my sons, who's in the studio with us. So... And do you guys have a good sort of niche here in New York City, or is there a lot of bands doing what you guys are doing? And what's the name of the project? For the U3s, it's a specific project.
NY Shoto. We came across this name because we were thinking about how to fuse Shoto in New York City. And since New York City, we abbreviate to NYC. So we did NY and used the C of the rest of the abbreviation from New York City and started the word Shoto. So it's one word, NY Shoto. So it was just an idea of a project that would start and play Shoto music in New York, even though there was a group already playing, a group called Shoto Ensemble. They were playing traditional Shoto in New York. All around the world, they were pretty famous, but we thought that we could also bring our own taste to it. We have some of the knowledge and some of the vocabulary and the style, but we tried, just like Luis said, to fuse it with the other experiences and other influences that we have, and see what we can come up with.
And has it been successful? Where are you guys performing? What kind of gigs are you guys getting?
We have been not headlining, but we opened some festivals of Brazilian music around town. There was one in Sons of Brazil, right?
Yeah, SOBs. We played Tommy Jazz, Village Underground. We played some private parties. Played a lot in cafes, and there was a cafe across from City College where the three of us went to school, and called La Pregunta. Arts Cafe, and we used to play there every week.
You guys ever played the Brazilian place right down the street here?
No, that's what
now they have music now.
That's what I just suggested that we do after being here, go over there, have a drink, and ask
them.
Because the thing is, I met these guys like half a year ago when they were playing in Silvana, and I just asked to sit in and sang a song with them.
And did you go to the music school?
I'm at City College. Yeah, I'm on my last semester there.
Oh, you're currently in school at City College.
Yeah.
Same school.
Yeah, same school.
We're all from the same place.
Yeah, same
all
connected. Place.
And you've been playing with them for specific shows, or are you more...
Well, that's what we are trying to do now, like play more like at bars and restaurants, weddings, things like that. Where I play with a lot of bands where we do bossa nova and that kind of music, but to play choro is something very specific and unique, and these guys are the only ones that I really have the pleasure to be able to explore more of that and do it. And I just love choro and chorinho and all the great
What makes
ones.
It that particular genre? Is there a particular time signatures that you guys are playing? What makes it different?
It's more of a instrumentation, orchestration, but also I would say it's the historic tradition of it, because it sounds like a point in time where the African rhythms and the European influence and plus some ragtime kind of collide, you know, because it was the beginning of the 20th century.
Sure.
So those influences, America starts to influence very heavy in Brazil. So you have those sort of long forms sometimes that reminds the European, obviously the French and the Spanish flavor and Portuguese, of course, with African instrumentation that the slaves brought into Brazil. But with this sort of a ragtimey kind of of flavor, so it's very unique, and it's chamberistic in a way, because you don't like Corinne was saying, instrumentation is usually this drum pandeiro, which is very soft. They have on a regular choro band, they will have more strings, like more flutes. And
seven-string guitar.
Yeah, right? Six-string guitar, seven-string guitar. They have the cavaquinho, which is an instrument that it looks like a ukulele, but it's tuned basically like the top four strings of the guitar, with the exception of the E string being a D, tuned in D, so it's open G. And it's only four strings, it's very small, and then that drives a lot of the rhythm and a lot of the melodies, and also the bandolim, which is the same thing as the mandolin, pretty much. And it would be, some people have mandolins, bandolins in Brazil with five double strings, but in most cases would be like just like the mandolin, four double strings. And you would have flute. It's a big ensemble. I would actually, it reminds me a lot of the beginning of jazz, like Dixieland.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's they play along and then on top of each other, and then playing melodies and lines, while the seven string guitar takes the place of the bass, because you have a lower B, C.
But that seventh string is low.
It's low, and it basically playing a lot of lines.
It's taking the
when I was playing here, I was trying to use a little bit of the elements of both.
Okay.
As if I just do the seven strings, it will be lacking harmony and then like thickness in the center. But and then I don't have the low end on that, like the low. I don't even do drop D here, but you would have that, and then you have the cavaquinho or the bandolin driving and having like thick rhythm right in the middle, or playing the melodies along with flute and clarinet and saxophone, trombone. There's the instrumentation can be really, really large, and that's the thing that is so different. We do this kind of music in a trio format, which is almost like, and don't take me long, it's like walking naked. There is so much space for creativity, but it's also so much space for what to do, and sometimes like it becomes a challenge to like really emulate what we want to do. So bringing the voice is an incredible, it's always been part of choro. Of traditional Brazilian music was done always with vocals. And it's great to have Corina singing with us as well, because some of the choros that we play, the songs that we play, they have lyrics, and the lyrics are amazing
and
beautiful.
They're so poetical. It's such, I mean...
Well, it certainly works, even stripped down, it definitely works. You guys definitely have captured the fundamental, you know, what's necessary to kind of get it across, because it definitely works, and it was really nice having you guys here. Where can everybody find your music? Do you guys have albums or anything like that online, or any shows coming up?
We actually, I have a website with my music where I have a lot of the trad jazz music and the Latin stuff, and I'm opening a section for the Brazilian for the show. So I was hoping to be able to use some of the recordings we did here today and line up maybe a couple of other recordings on some gigs that we have in August.
Great.
To have that on the website.
And what's your website?
It's just my name, Corina Hernandez, music.com.
And how about you guys? Do you guys have any albums?
We are actually working on that. We've been trying to do something independent, recording at my place, some songs and some covers, and trying to record also some originals. We're in the process of getting that done. So NY Short is one of the projects that we work, and we all have independent projects individually. But we're planning on having, like, I would call it an EP, like at least like a demo CD with four songs at least coming up soon.
Do you have any presence online as far as if you're playing shows or anything like that?
Well, we do have our Facebook page, which is updated every time that we have a performance. And that's also linked with our Reverb Nation page, which you have some sort of a not yet super prepared songs.
Yeah, but there are some tracks there. But we had like some recordings that we did at City College.
Once
we might have a couple there. But we're trying to develop more. The whole idea of NY Shoto was the three of us, we're pretty much brothers, not from the same mother, but we wanted to learn the style, and we said, why not to doing this together? And we started to do it for the fun. It's just, and it became, people started to enjoy, and we started to get called to play gigs and getting paid to play this thing. And we said, you know what? There is something here that we can do. So we started to try to give focus to it and find a north.
Great. Well, thank you guys so much for being here. If you want to see video of one of the performances, you can go to our YouTube channel, which is Studio Radio 45 / or that's not right. YouTube / Studio Radio 45. And you guys can see a video of one of their songs. Thank you so much for being here, guys.
That's awesome. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next tune is one of Cartola's best-known songs, and it's called As Rosas Não Falam.
Bate outra vez com esperanças o meu coração, pois já vai terminar o verão. Já sei que não queres voltar para mim. Queixo-me as rosas, que bobagem. As rosas não falam, simplesmente as rosas se salam. O perfume que roubam de ti, deverás vir para ver os meus olhos tristonhos, e quem sabe sonhavas meu sonho. Por fim, thank you. bobagem as rosas não falam. Simplesmente as rosas cessaram o perfume que roubam de ti. Deverás vir para ver aos meus olhos tristonhos. E quem sabe sonhavas meu sonho.
Our last tune is going to be a samba tune, a very traditional one, and it's by Barbosa. It's called Tren das Once.
Não posso ficar, não posso ficar nem mais um minuto com você. Sinto muito amor, mas não pode ser. Moro em Jassanã. Se eu perder esse trem que sai agora às 11 horas, só amanhã de manhã. Que não posso ficar, não posso ficar com você. Sinto muito amor, mas não pode ser. Moro em Jassanã. Se eu perder esse trem que sai agora às 11 horas, sou amanhã de manhã. Além de ser mulher, tem outras coisas. Minha mãe não dorme quando não chegar. Sou filho único. Tenho a minha casa pra olhar. Pra arará, pás, 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 parigudu, pás, parigudu, pás, parigudu. E é que eu não posso ficar, não posso ficar nem mais um minuto com você. Sinto muito amor, mas não pode ser. Moro em Jassanã. Se eu perder esse trem que sai agora às 11 horas, sou amanhã de manhã. Além de ser mulher, tem outras coisas. Minha mãe não dorme quando não chegar. Pra olhar.